share with you from the book of Joel. In the second chapter, verses 12 and 13, I read for your consideration. The Bible reads, "Therefore also now said the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments. Turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil." Supporting scripture that you've already heard in your hearing, 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and then, 2 Peter, the third chapter, verse 9. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, and willing, not willing, that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning. If you don't want to perish, you got to repent. If you don't want to perish, you got to repent. Everywhere you go, everywhere you be, God is right there. No matter what time of the day or the night or how dark it might get, God has a light that is able to see you exactly where you are. You know, it's crazy to try to run away from the Lord anyway. But it's good to know this morning that you can't run, and there's no need to try to hide. But we find through the word of God that they tried to hide under the rocks, but that rock can't cover you from the presence of the Almighty God. So I'm so thankful to God this morning to know that we serve a God that is able and capable of doing everything we need him to do. And so because of that, we give our God praises. Give him glory and we give him honor this morning for being that God that we can always depend on. Just when the enemy think he got you, you know you can just touch and look and see that if you just trust the power of God, God will bring you through. And so I'm thankful to God for being that God this morning, a God that have always been there for all of us. And so we realize that even in a time such as this, there are so many people that still refuse to hear what thus said the Lord our God. But there are those of us that consider ourselves to be believers. And believers ought to let your light shine so that those that are yet still walking in darkness can see that there is a need and there's a reason and there's joy in serving the loving, merciful God that we serve. So I stand before you this morning thanking God for another opportunity to stand. It's good to be able to stand in the house of God. It's good to be able to give our God praises this morning. If you got a reasonable portion of health and strength, you ought not take that for granted. For you don't know what the next moment may bring into your life. But I thank God for right now, and I'm going to get right to it, and I'm not going to play around this morning. I got a text this morning to not be hard-headed and to take it easy. And so I sent them a reply back that it'll be short and sweet. So we'll just see. We'll see what we can do. Now, my cousin's done sneaked in here on me from Georgia, so I'm glad that God gave me the strength to stand this morning. It is such a wonderful thing to be loved. I got a young man that is out of this community that every time he see me, he light up like a light bulb. So I can't wait till the fourth Sunday, because when fourth Sunday come, I'm going to leave my church and come, and he's here this morning. So it's good to know that somebody is listening and hearing and receiving something from the word of God. And I don't know about you, but I learned a long time ago, don't take it lightly, because people don't have to love you. They don't even have to like you. Even though the word of God tells us to love ye one another, there's still a whole lot of haters. Anybody got any haters? No, we saying sometimes through that old slang that the devil don't like it because you're blessed like that. When you're blessed like that, you got to act like you're blessed. You got to show the people of God that I'm a product of the power of a mighty God. We're so glad to see Leslie, and Daniel got his big mouth back, and Leslie over here is saying the thing that she can say this morning. Because things will carry you down, and when you're not used to being down, it aggravates you. Especially when you're a product of God and you're used to serving God in whatever capacity it is in the house of God of service. And you can't be there and do like you want to do, even if you don't sing on the choir, you don't usher, but you just like coming to church. When your body have you in a position where you can't come to church, it makes you feel bad and make you feel like something is incomplete. So I thank God to be in the midst of a people this morning to realize that you know where your strength comes from. You know that we serve a God that is worthy to be praised. And you didn't come to look at me. You come to hear what I got to say. But I'm not saying what John Willie got to say. I'm going to tell you what the Lord God told me to come and tell you this morning. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I believe that it's actually a word of warning this morning. If you don't want to perish, then you got to repent. God has so ordained that we be able to come again and gather ourselves together in this place of worship. And I wonder, do we really realize what a blessing it is that he is the God that he is, and so full of mercy and so full of compassion that regardless to who we are or what we have done in our lives, God loves go beyond measure and has provided a way for us to be saved from our sin sick soul. Every one of us in here that declare we got salvation, we don't have anything to boast about. You can toot your own horn if you want to, but I found out that it's by grace that you're saved, not by any merits of your own. We like to run down the list of things that we don't do no more, but sometimes we fail to overlook some of those things that are still lingering on. You know how it is, that we got Jesus, but we still got a judgmental spirit. We got Jesus, but we can always see the fault in somebody else, but we don't realize that there's some things that are not quite right in our own lives. And that's all this message is about this morning. It is trying to get us to understand that we got to get ourselves back into the right relationship with God. When we look this morning back at the history of man who was created in God's own image, placed in the Garden of Eden with all power and dominion, and that he would even know that he wouldn't even have to work. All he had to do is just enjoy the blessings that God had created for him. Then we realized that God provided him because he realized that that man was lonely. So the Bible declares that he gave him a helpmeet. So a helpmeet was there, and we realized that not only did he do that, but God came and God gave him instructions and told him that you're in this place they call paradise, and you can do anything you want to do. You can eat anything that you want to eat, but don't touch the tree of life. And for some reason, we have to understand that you can't get by on passing the buck on somebody else. We find through the word of God that the helpmeet got tangled up with the wrong individual. For the Bible declared that the serpent came to her one day and he began to twist up the words of God. And he told the woman of God, you know, you're not going to surely die. Now, if God said that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, we got to take him at his word. If we read the book of creation and we read it for ourselves, that God told them what not to do, and he didn't give that instruction to Eve. But if the husband is the head of the wife, then he ought to have sense enough to instruct his wife on what to do and what not to do. She didn't have no business out there listening to the serpent. You know, the devil is a tricky fighter, and he'll entice you and he'll say some things to make you feel like that you're on the right track. How many know a lot of times all he's doing is digging a hole for you? All he's doing is trying to get you out of the will of God. For when he twisted up the words and he made everything look so enticing, and she did eat up the tree. Now, there's still no excuse for Adam. Adam was the one that was given instructions from God. Now, if God said, John, don't do this, and I take it upon myself to go ahead and do it, then I got to suffer the consequences. I can't go and say, well, Daryl told me that it'll be all right. I can't say, well, my daddy, he drunk liquor, so I can drink all the liquor I want. We always want to pass the buck on somebody else. You don't have an escape goat when God has spoken to you individually and God has told you what you ought not to do. Now, if you are one sitting here this morning and say, well, God hadn't told me that, well, that lets me know you're not reading your Bible. Because the only way you're going to know what God said, you got to read the Bible. And if you don't read the Bible, then when you come to church, you got to have a listening ear. You can't come in here with other things on your mind and thinking about everything else and expect to get a word from the Lord. I don't have time to preach the whole Bible. All I come to give you is one message this morning. That message is dealing with repentance. That message is dealing with the fact that you better stop listening to the enemy. Stop allowing the enemy to twist up your mind and make you think that it's going to be all right. Just because it looks good right now, there's going to be some things that's going to change. We realize, even if we read it in our responsive reading this morning, that there were times when it looked like everything was going right, but we have a tendency sometimes to forget that even though it looked right now, things are going to change. I believe that the Lord God is getting tired of us just going through the motions. Look at this man of God, created in God's own image and given instructions from God, and then he going to hide behind his wife's skirt tail. Well, if that help meet you gave me wouldn't have told me this, that, or the other, then I wouldn't have did it. Now you know good from evil, so now it puts us all in the predicament that we're in right now. Anybody know that the reason why we are going through and we have to suffer is because Adam was disobedient to the word of God. Adam should have been man enough and had backbone enough to say, Eve, you can eat what you want to eat, but God told me not to touch it, so you on your own. Now, you know how it is. My cousin got up and said, I've been with this woman for 50 years. I love her more now than I loved her when I met her. And if he gonna listen to the woman instead of listening to God, shame to your soul. You gotta trust what the Lord say do. Now, that lets me know he's listening. He didn't come all these miles to sit in worship and to have his mind on something else. When God gives us instructions, we better learn to trust and do what the Lord God said do. Paul tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And when we look back in the pages of history, God's very own people, the Jews, the Israelites, as we like to call them, the children of Israel, they failed over and over again. God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. God sent them warnings through many of the prophets and many of the preachers and many of the prophets. They just said it in a different way, but they had the same thing to deal with. God said, don't have any idol gods. And we found out that they still go and get a tree and cut out something off the tree and put a little silver and a little gold on it and call that a god. Found out that tree stump couldn't do nothing but sit there. That tree stump couldn't move from one place to another. The only way that tree can do anything for you, if you leave the tree alone and let the branches flow and the leaves stay on the tree, then in the summertime it might give you a little shade. But now if you're going to use that tree as a god, then you're just a bigger fool as the devil is. Why are you going to worship something that can't do anything for you? You go to the tree and the tree can't talk. You go to the tree don't have a healing hand. And the Bible declared that over and over again, the men of God began to declare that God has said that you ought not serve the idol gods. As we studied the book of Jeremiah, we talked about just the other night where that he told them, don't get over there and learn the same thing that the heathens are doing. So in other words, you can't do what they do out there in the street and then still think that everything gonna work out for your good. Now that don't mean that you're not gonna have some faults. And everybody that's walking the street, they're not bad folk, because those are our brothers and our sisters. The strong must bear the infirmities of the weak, and don't forget where you come from. Anybody in here will own up to the fact that there was a time that I didn't serve God like I ought to. Anybody honest enough to say there were times when I did things that I know mama told me not to do it because it's passed down from one generation to another. But generation after generation, as we read through the pages of history, they were stiff-necked and hard-headed. Got any hard-headed folk in here this morning? Hallelujah. Well, so glad that I don't try to be what I'm not. You know how you got some folk that try to prophesize about everything and try to call folk out? You better be careful about calling folk out. Unless God gave you that gift, you don't know something that you think you know. You can look at somebody and they might look drunk, but they might not be drunk. They may be on medication. They may be on something else. I had folk been telling me, your eyes look so glassy. Well, if you take some of the pills I've been taking, your eyes will look glassy too. Stop worrying about what somebody else think about it and know who you are and what you're doing and trust the power of a loving God. Am I talking to anybody in here this morning? Realize that you hadn't did everything just right. Bible say there are none perfect, no, not one. And not talking about perfection in the fact that you're going to be a God, because there's only one God. What God wants us to do is mature in him. I told him the other night, God is tired of all these milk-drinking babies. You know how it is when you got a baby, you can't wait till they get off of that formula. See, I come back in the time when they used that carnation milk and put a little bit of water in it. They didn't have to pay a whole lot for a can of carnation. These new day babies got to have this formula and that formula. And you go $33 and $45 for a case of milk. You can't wait until that baby get off that milk and get on some whole milk. $2.90, a whole lot better than $10 a can. God wants somebody in here to get off of the milk. God been burping you over and over again, and some of you still like you're too full. How long is it going to take you to get off the bottle? Always talking about if this had not have happened or if that had not happened. If you stop being stiff-necked and hard-headed and listen to the power in the word of God, you'll find out that we serve a God that is still working miracles. He is a God of forgiveness. He is a God that will do just what he said that he would do. The Bible declares that he teaches us that even Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Don't get caught up in the fact that you're poor and don't have a whole lot of money. You can't take money to glory. But if you trust the power of God, then the Bible I read tells me that he'll feed me when I get hungry. Bible I feed, so he is the bread of life. Bible that I read tell me that if I want to get thirsty and if I drink of him, then I'll never get thirsty no more. Anybody ever get so thirsty and all you want, Brother Daniel, is a Pepsi? Find out after you drink two or three Pepsis, you're still thirsty. Every now and again, you got to learn that all you need is a little bit of water. You don't drink some water, then you're going to dry up. It's a shame that a lot of us have to go to the hospital and get things running to our vein because we done got dehydrated. Talking about you don't like water. Most of your body is made out of water and the other part is made out of the blood. And I'm so glad that I got the blood in my vein. I'm glad that I know that I've been commissioned by the power of a loving God. And that God said not only would we be able to prosper, but that we would be in good health. I thank God for those believers that walked before me, that even though they were sick and going through, they'll tell you right quick, I'm not sick. Everything's still going to be all right. And you look at them and they're decaying away. But they found out that in my spirit, I'm not sick. My physical body may be going through some changes, but down on the inside, I got something that came from up on high. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, I know you've been praying, and I've been thanking God for your prayers. And I know there are those right now that say, well, you all not be trying to preach this morning, but God commissioned me to go. And he told me, as long as you go and open up your mouth, I'll speak for you. I found out that there's power in serving the power of a loving God. Anybody know anything about that power? Anybody trust the power of a loving God? God's word ought to convince us and persuade us that he is yet still right there by our side. What God wants to do this morning is to fix the relationship that we have with him. Because when we read and we believe that all have sinned and come short, then we also found out that if we consider ourselves saved, in order to say that I'm saved, then I had to open up my mouth and confess. Confess to the Lord our God that I've wronged thee. Once you confess, then what God wants you to know is you got to have more than lip service. We got to know that man got to have a desire to repent of the evil that he has done. We read in the Bible examples where he had reached out and he taught us that we got to know the word of God. The word of God replies, and it's for each and every one of us. And I wonder this morning, what does God have to do to get your attention? That there are some of us that we don't call on God until we get down and out. We don't call on God until there's a tragedy in the family. We realize that there's something that is beyond our control, then we want to call on the power of God. But is there anybody in here that learned that even on my good days, it's all right to call on the name of Jesus? I guess we got to understand that God is still in control. God is the one this morning that has all power. When I read that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, then I realize that there is a heaven and there's a hell. You're going one place or the other. And I just come to tell somebody that unless you repent of your evil, unless you get things right with God, then you're on your way to hell. I believe that we got to understand here that as we read in the word of God, that 2 Peter lets us know that Jesus is coming back again. He lets us know that there's a promise of the second coming. And if we continue that, then we got to believe that from the beginning of creation, for they that are willing, the Bible declared, to be ignorant of this fact. The word of God of the heavens were of old and the earth standing out. And we believe that the same God is with us right now, whereby the word then was being overthrown with all types of things, and they found that men began to perish. But then we like to say sometime that I got time to get it right. Whenever I get everything in the right order, then I'm going to come on in. But what about the fact of those that waited a little bit too long? You see, we found out that you can live one day at a time. That one day everything might be sunny and everything might be glorious. But in that same day, a storm could rise. In that same day, we could find that things are not going to work out in your favor. The Bible declared, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. That one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. So the Bible declares and it's teaching us that even though many men have died waiting on the coming of the Lord, that don't give us a reason to let our guard down. We got to understand that that day is surely going to come. Peter puts it like this: the Lord is not slack according to his promise, as some men count slackness. There are something that men say that men just cannot do. But we serve a God that is long-suffering to usward, willing that not any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God told me to let you know, as he told the prophet Joel, that there's a time that you got to let go of the foolish things. You got to begin to believe in the power of a loving God. You got to know that unless you repent of your sins, that you're going to die and you're on your way to hell. But I like here where it said, therefore also now saith the Lord. See, Joel realized that even though his name meant God Jehovah, that I am a man of the power of God. God sent me out on a commission. And that commission is to do the will of a mighty God. I stand in those footsteps of Brother Joel this morning. And I just stopped by Fowles Chapel one more time. Let somebody know that God wants us to repent of all of our sins. He tells us in the word of God that we got to do it from the heart. You know how a lot of time we like to go through the motions. But unless we do it in the right fashion, then everything is not going to work out for our good. We got to do it with fasting and with weeping. We got to do it with mourning this morning. The Bible says, rend your heart and not your garments. Turn unto the Lord your God, because he is a gracious God. My God is a merciful God. My God is a God that I can always depend on. And I want to let you know that the Lord God wants somebody this morning to say, oh my God, I want to change from my wicked ways. Is there anybody in the house this morning that come to give God your heart? See, we got to realize that in that day and time, they put on their sackcloth and they put on their mourning clothes. And that made everybody think that they were in mourning for the wrong that they done. But God said, you serve me with your lips, but not with your heart. Is there anybody got God down on the inside? Am I talking to anybody that know that the Lord God brought you a mighty long way? Anybody know that the Lord had brought you across many deep waters? I heard the old folks say, you got to cross the bridge that I've already crossed. For my mama told me that everything would be all right if I trust the power of a loving God. Is there anybody in the house this morning that realize if you hold on to God's unchanging hand? I heard a song that said, if I perish, let me perish, because I'm going to see the King. But I want to let you know that you're not going to see the King in glory and in splendor unless you done repented of your sin. In order to repent, you got to tell the Lord that you're sorry. You got to confess with your own mouth. You got to say, Lord, I know that I done wrong. And Lord, I know that everything is going to be all right. Am I talking to anybody in the house this morning that realize that even though the devil might try you, he might back you up against the wall, but you said, I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm holding on to God right now. For the Lord God said, go, and when you go, I'll go with you. The Lord God said, open up your mouth. And I'm so glad this morning that I serve a mighty God. All you got to do is open up your mouth. Get everything right with God. You got to repent and get your relationship right. You know how it is when you fall out with one another. You got a best friend that you have an ought with, and something just don't feel right down on the inside. Well, what about when you got things going wrong with you and your God? If you don't have peace with God this morning, there's trouble in the land. But I'm so glad this morning that I got the peace of the power of a loving God. For the Bible declared that he is slow to anger. In other words, God is a patient God. I heard somebody say, please be patient with me, for the Lord God is not through with me yet. Does anybody know that you are a work in progress, that God is working things out in your life right now? I wonder in the house of God, is there anybody glad that God looked beyond your fault
God heard your humble cry. God is still a merciful and a gracious God. I thank my God this morning for God sent down his mercy. And when God have mercy on my sin sick soul, I can't help but look up to the hills, knowing that that's where my help come from. Is there anybody in the house that's so glad that you got Jesus? If you got the Lord on your side, if you know that the Lord done brought you a mighty long way, you are not mind helping me lift up the name of Jesus. Anybody come to give God worship? Anybody come to give your God praise? Anybody so glad that God is a healer? Somebody said that he come by your sick room. He'll stop by your bedroom. He'll stop by your living room. And he'll touch your feeble body and let you know that he's still right there by your side. I don't know about you, but I'm going to hold on and I'm going to hold out. I'm going to trust God early in the morning, late in the midnight hour. See, the devil thought that he had me, but I keep on talking to God. Because if you have faith in God, you got to walk by faith and not by sight. If you got faith in God, it's all right to go to the doctor. It's all right to take your medication. But you better look to a higher power. I know Dr. Jesus. Anybody know him as a doctor? Anybody know him as a way maker? I told you in the outset that I'm standing in line. I'm standing in line. And I'm waiting on my miracle. You're looking at a miracle right now. Been laying down all week, waiting to get here this morning to tell somebody my Redeemer lives, to tell somebody even in the midst of your pain, God will be able to pull you back up. I'm in the hands of a mighty God, and as long as you're in the hand of God, hallelujah, no man is able to pluck you out. I'm going to trust God with all of my heart, and I know the Lord God will. He already has made a way out of no way. I'm going to get a double a black eye. I'm going to tell the devil he's a liar. I'm going to tell the devil to get up out my house. I'm going to tell the devil to get off my body. Anybody want to be released this morning? But he tell me that when the praises go up, anybody come to praise him? When the praises go up, anybody come to praise him? When the praises go up, anybody come to give your God praise, the blessings will come down. And he'll give you so many blessings that you won't even have room enough. Room enough to store them. Because he is God. Obey God rather than man. And God will do just what he said that he will do. For the God I serve, he promised that if I trust him, that he'd go with me. And you can't trust God having a pity party. You got to let God be God. You know how sometimes we say if you're going to worry, don't pray. And if you're going to pray, don't worry. Then I thank God for the prayers of the righteous. For my Bible declared that they availeth much. Look what prayer can do.